should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm persuaded that the blood of Jesus was shed for those that are lost. Those that agree, start applauding right now. Sing that choir.
It is 3 minutes past the hour, actually it's 4 minutes now past the hour of 7 a.m. And let's go back and see what we played on this last set. We heard Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs with Nobody But You. It's the second half quartet was going to shout all over heaven. Mercy Me with I Would Die For You, one of my all-time favorites. Javi Watkins Jr. along with Pastor M.J. Williams with All of My Help, another one of my all-time favorites. And Pastor John P. Key, Miranda Curtis, and the VIP Mass Choir with I Love You, Lord, I Do. What can I say? Another one of my all-time favorites here on Sounds of Praise. 4 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m., and we are going to go before the Lord in prayer very shortly. Love to be able to praise God with you. I pray for you. I pray for someone up here again. You need to give us a call so we can jot down your information and be ready to go when the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry comes along. But right now, we're going to open the opportunity for those of you out there who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior to receive Him this day. Make this the greatest day of your life by coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and come as you are here on Sounds of Praise.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you
I believe that so many people don't come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ primarily because they think they need to do something and that just putting your faith in Him is too simple. Well, God made it simple so that no one, no matter how old or how young, or what their educational background might be, or what they might know or not know, can also receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And so therefore, since He's done it all He is saying is that we need to put our complete faith and trust in Him and allow what He has done to be received in our lives spiritually. What He did was a spiritual work. When Adam and Eve disobeyed, they still lived long enough to produce children, and their children produced children, and on and on and on, down to our day. And so, therefore, we have that life that was contaminated by sin because of their disobedience. And so, therefore, Jesus came to give us an alternative. He lived the perfect life. He died the sacrificial death in payment for your sin and for mine. And all we need to do is believe that, receive it, and the work is done as far as God is concerned. As long as we continue in faith in Him, He will bring us to Himself one day. And so we don't want the simplicity of salvation to keep you on the outside, thinking that you need to do some great work. No, if you could do some great work that would please God, Jesus wouldn't have to have come, suffered, and died in our place for us to receive His salvation. He just let us do whatever was needed, and that would be sufficient. But whatever we do is insufficient It won't meet the needs because of our imperfection. And so therefore, I invite you this day to pray this prayer. Repeat these words after me so that God can bring about his salvation work in your life. And as the song is singing in the background, you just need to come just as you are. Don't do anything. Let God do the work. You just come to him. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I thank you for the simplicity of the gospel and your salvation. And I've been on the outside of your saving grace and your keeping power long enough. Because it's grace, that means that I really don't have to do anything. There's nothing that I can do. Graciously, Jesus came and died in my place, rose again so that I might have access to his free gift. And I'm receiving you now, Lord, as my Savior. Cleanse me from all my past sin. Strengthen me day by day to continue to live for you. And one day bring me into your presence so that I might be able to proclaim face to face my thanksgiving for all you've done in my behalf. And I praise you for it. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, say anything as simple as, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it. Because that's the material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. And I stress you need to call while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air. There's no guarantee I'll get that message. I'll be here at 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let the Lord guide you into what church you should become a part of. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. If by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass, 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass, 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send it out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. As you And we pray that you have given your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. And so therefore, we invite you to contact us for that material so you can continue to grow in your knowledge and your relationship with him. We want you to be able to sing, even if you have a great, even though you may have a great singing voice. We want you to sing along with Smokey Norfolk with the fact that you've given your life to him, to Jesus Christ. Now you have been delivered. Praise be unto God.
Here we go. It's old school now. Get ready. Put your hand together and get ready to give God praise and glory in this place. Hey! Oh! this time. Temptation trying to be my guide. Heartache has started speaking to me, but I declare right now in Jesus' name I'm free. Hey, every place that Satan had me bound, God has stepped in and turned it all around. Is now night. Trying to make me think that I've run out of time. The devil's trying to make me lose my mind. But every place that Satan had me bound, hey, God has stepped in and turned it all around. Declare that you know that you're delivered tonight.
Smokey Knoffel here on Sounds of Praise, and I've been delivered. And if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, you've been delivered as well. And like I said, if you've done that, please give me a call so I can send that material out to you. Phone number 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be here at 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter, so you can get it into me. Or if you're not near a phone, you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 7:20 is the Sounds of Praise time, and we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. And if you have a prayer request, same number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. Also, if you have a prayer, if you have a praise report, same number, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians to join with me as we bring the prayer request and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. The late Reverend Jesse Dixon, along with Ethel Holloway and the Chicago Community Choir, leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry with I Know What Prayer Can Do.
I'm done. fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen.
Here on Sounds of Praise, this is the When You Pray, and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We heard the late Reverend Jesse Dixon along with Ethel Holloway in Chicago Community Choir with I Know What Prayer Can Do. And we just heard Dorothy Norwood in Oh Jesus. We are praying for W. W needs God's touch on her body. W needs God's touch on her body. We're praying for the families and the friends of those who were injured in recent shootings, and also those who were injured in the terrorist attack in New York. They were run down by a terrorist in a vehicle. And we're praying for those who are laid up because of that, and also for those who lost loved ones in that attack. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. She's down to 3 cigarettes a day. We're praising God for that. And we're praying that God's going to touch her body and her eyes, and also continue to minister in her life, Michelle of Medford. We're praying for M. M has been diagnosed with cancer. And we're praying that God's going to minister on her behalf, M, who's been diagnosed with cancer. And we have another M who's been injured in an accident. And we're praying God's going to minister on her behalf as well. M, injured in an accident. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so thankful, Lord, that we can come to you at any time, any situation. Nothing is too hard for you. And you're never too busy to respond to our prayer. And so, therefore, we bring these individuals before you, Lord. Those W, who's been needs a touch on her body, Father, we pray you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the name of Jesus. What doctors and medicine and science can't accomplish, we're asking you to, in your own perfect way, Lord, to minister powerfully on her behalf, realizing, oh Lord, you're the help and you're the deliverer for all those who place their faith and trust in you. Remember her family and loved ones, Lord. Comfort and strengthen them, Lord, during these difficult times. And may they be sources of support to hold her up in prayer and to do all that they can, oh Lord, to minister on her behalf until you bring the deliverance that you alone can give. And we thank you for it in advance in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the families and the friends of those injured in recent shootings, as well as those injured in New York by the recent terrorist attack on Halloween, we pray, O Lord, you would minister powerfully in the lives of those who are laid up because of what's been taking place, and those who are holding them up in prayer, family members and friends, and those who lost loved ones. Pray, O Lord, you would bring comfort, bring deliverance, bring your strength into their lives, Lord. May they receive from your hand exactly what they need, Lord, so they may be able to go through these difficult and trying times with the knowledge, Lord, that they can receive all that they need in the victory that you alone can give, even in these trying situations. And we praise you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, who's now down to 3 cigarettes a day, Father, we thank you, Lord, for how you worked in her life in times past. And we pray, oh Lord, you continue to minister powerfully on her behalf. We want to hear the report that she is now smoking free, and that you are able, oh God, to touch her back and her eyes, Lord, and all the various other needs in her life. And you will provide the blessing and the comfort and the deliverance that you alone can give. And may she in turn be a source of blessing in other lives as well, because of the tremendous deliverance that she received from your hand. And we're praising you for it in advance in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:35 here on WMFO in Medford, the November 5th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We're featuring Gospel with a Southern Flavor. But I'd like to let you know, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYV as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560, 151 Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560, 151 Medford, Mass. 02156. As soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the air, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or or you can email me at Darnley, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. 7:37, the Sounds of Praise time. Hopefully you've been enjoying gospel with a southern flavor. I believe, let me see if I can find my schedule right quickly here. I believe next Sunday will be the 12th. We're going to have gospel with an Afro, Caribbean, and Hispanic flavor. Hopefully, you're ready for that one. And the following Sunday, the 19th, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And then on November the 26th, the release of the Holy Spirit. That's going to be part three in that series, the release of the Holy Spirit. And then on December the 3rd, more of my all-time favorites. December 10th, new music, top hits, and music of the season. December 17th, music of the season. December 24th, our annual Sounds of Praise Christmas special. And then on December 31st, the annual Sounds of Praise New Year special. And so therefore, that's a tentative schedule for now. If the Lord directs us to make some changes, we'll be certainly willing to do that. But we invite your prayers so that we might be able to glorify God and be a blessing to all of you out there as well. 7:39, the Sounds of Praise time. Gospel with a Southern flavor, J.J. Houston, along with LaShawn Pace and Youthful Praise. And the song is entitled The Blood, here on Sounds of Praise.
Jesus is able to protect you from anything that tries to come against you. There's nothing that has more power than the blood of Jesus. That's why tonight we lift our hands and we open our mouth and praise Him. And we say, thank Jesus for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Come on, clap your hands and give God a praise in this place. Hallelujah. Come on, say it, YB. The blood of Jesus.
He
shed for me.
Shed for me.
It protects me from all.
Keeps me safe.
J.J. Houston, LaShawn Pace, and Youthful Praise with the Blood. Tasha Cobbs Leonard next come here on Sounds of Praise and the River of the Lord.
I'm running to the river. I'm going back to the river of the Lord. Let's go. Not forgotten yet.
Fletcher Cobb's Leonard and the River of the Lord. And this is Jacqueline Carr, You Are Good, Thou Art Good, here on Sounds of Praise.
Lift your worship tonight. Oh.
It's 7:55 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Be back next week, Lord willing, at 5 a.m. to do it all over again. And we're going to be featuring gospel with a Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.